fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Remember how in Puerto Rico, anti-Trump government officials working with the anti-Trump deep state in America hid emergency disaster relief aid so that they could attack Trump with it and use it in the media to attack Trump? They're doing the same thing right now with the coronavirus. Here is the latest report from John Bowne.
You're more optimistic today than you were last week.
Well, it depends on what you mean by optimistic. We are certainly, now that we have tests out and get a better handle, but clearly I'm concerned about community spread. You have to realistically be concerned about community spread.
One fact is abundantly clear. We cannot know the status of the outbreak if we do not know the status of the outbreak. Meaning, knowing the full extent of those with the coronavirus in your local area remains a mystery as long as test kits are in short supply. But are they?
Because of the president's leadership and because of extraordinary efforts by CDC and Health and Human Services and our partners in state labs around the country, we have the testing necessary to be able to provide tests to all the states that have requested it.
In Seattle, Washington, where 83 cases have been confirmed and 17 have died as of the writing of this report, public health officials have recommended that people work from home and that people with pre-existing conditions and anyone over the age of 60 avoid large crowds at concerts, sporting events, and social gatherings. In an outbreak of this growing magnitude, the University of Washington is testing employees for coronavirus without having them leave their cars. With an average test result in roughly 24 hours, will this model grow exponentially? As the Seattle Times reported, modeling by Trevor Bedford, a computational biologist at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, estimated that the actual number of cases in the Seattle area was about 600. Unchecked, that could theoretically increase to 30,000 by the end of March, Dal said. Meanwhile, Washington State resident Bill Gates will offer home testing kits in the next few weeks, which begs the question, why is Bill Gates more prepared than the CDC? And will Bill Gates emerge as a champion of the globalist left, putting to shame a federal response that until now was prepared for outbreaks? As U.S. News and World Reports wrote, starting with the 2003 SARS epidemic and the avian influenza outbreak of 2005, many U.S. hospitals, nursing homes, and other health facilities started putting disease outbreak preparations into place, according to a trio of experts at Johns Hopkins University. Then in 2009 came the notorious H1N1 novel strain of influenza. H1N1 was linked to reports of severe disease, and no specific vaccine was available. However, because U.S. federal, state, and local governments had already been preparing a coordinated response to disease outbreaks after SARS and avian flu, by 2009, many health care centers were quickly able to activate their pandemic flu plans.
The federal government and the Trump administration have completely failed up until now, and we are now weeks and weeks behind where we should be.
Given the history of the media's unrelenting attacks on the Trump administration, how can anyone truly know how the response is going? Even after Vice President Mike Pence promised 1.5 million tests, and President Trump has pushed an all-hands-on-deck approach, especially during an election year when the left's leading candidates are a Democratic socialist and a deteriorating senile career politician. John Bowne reporting.
And you can find all John Bowne reports, share them with family and friends at band.video. So we're seeing what may end up being right now the biggest one-day stock market dip, collapse, whatever you want to say, at least in that I've ever seen. I think the recent was like 1900. It's over 1900 right now. So we'll continue to monitor this. But remember, they withheld the aid in Puerto Rico to make Trump look bad. They're doing the same thing with test kits for coronavirus. gentlemen. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Live at band.video. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. What story is the most indicative of where we're at politically, geopolitically, in human history, in world history, in American history, as the Matrix is literally glitching behind me? That's where we're at. The Matrix is glitching out right now. But what story is the most indicative of where we're at? Is it the coronavirus and the response to it? Whether it ends up being something that is not that deadly of an outbreak, is that deadly of an outbreak? Modern technology to save the day. The media using it to go after a president that they hate. And when everything seems to be going like into the vortex, but it's not even that. It's like a sinkhole. It's like if you've ever seen a sinkhole in like an ocean or something where it's just like a perfect circle and just water just dropping down. When everything seems to be going like that, I tend to draw back and think, what is it we're missing? What is it we're not talking about? And I realized it today. We're all responding to the coronavirus. We're all wondering what needs to be done about it. We're all trying to figure out how deadly it is. Instead of the big elephant in the room, when it's like we already addressed it, and so now we just kind of moved it aside, and we're dealing with like little ants and stuff. What is the big elephant in the room? What is this that we're missing, that we didn't miss, but we're not talking about? This is a man-made bioweapon. How are we not having UN investigations, WHO investigations, CDC? I mean, I don't even know if they have investigating power. Who is looking into this? Who is investigating this? Who is looking into the origins? Why isn't it red flag, bioweapon? How did it get created? Where did it get released? Why do we even have it? And so then if you're the people involved with this, who, by the way, they should all be arrested, as Francis Boyle has said. And if you're one of the people involved with this, you're sitting back laughing. You're laughing your ass off. You're like, whoops, we just released a bioweapon, or we just released a bioweapon and nobody suspects a thing. We make bioweapons in labs and, well, sometimes they get out. Yeah. And we're not even, it's like, it's not even a story. It's coronavirus all day long on the news. Man-made bioweapon in a lab. How did it break out? Nah. Cruise ship boarding in California. Let's get all the cameras into it because that's news. That's what the people want. Man-made bioweapon sold to China. Intentionally released, unintentionally. Who? Nobody wants to. Nobody needs to know about that. That's some conspiracy kook stuff. So we just let it happen. And you see, this is why the world degenerates. We always deal with the symptoms. We always deal with the side effects. We don't deal with the actual disease. We don't deal with the actual cancer. I could use this analogy for almost any topic. We sit here and we debate socialism versus free market capitalism. We're already in a socialist country. Bernie Sanders was right about that. So we'll continue to monitor the graphs and the death counts and the ships docking and everything. And we'll just ignore. the man-made bioweapon aspect, because who needs to know about that? It's a little uncomfortable, isn't it? Is it just a little uncomfortable? So, coronavirus will probably come and go. And the biggest takeaway from it is going to be what it's done to the economy. Just as the Democrats and the deep state and all of Trump's enemies wanted to happen so they could blame Trump. So that self-fulfilling prophecy is already coming true right in front of our eyes. And so it's kind of the same thing, though, where they act like InfoWars isn't influential, isn't the voice of America. It's like, remember when Trump got elected? I'm not even talking about how we were the only people across the board saying it. No, remember how we were saying this is a big victory, but they're going to come after him with everything they can. They've done that. This is just another phase of that. And so just like they discount, oh, well, you know, InfoWars said it first and we're right on. But yeah, just crazy conspiracy kooks. We don't need to worry about that. It's the same thing. So fine. This is a virus we're talking about that was made in a lab. You don't want to know more about that? You don't have some questions that you want to answer? It's a little uncomfortable, isn't it? To think, oh, man-made bioweapon. I don't want to know about that. My favorite ball team plays tonight at 7:30, okay? My wife's making dinner, all right? The kids are getting home from school. I don't want to hear about a man-made bioweapon, okay, bud? Well, it's still there, isn't it? And so that is now the big takeaway for me. That we can have man-made bioweapons. By the way, the crew is just pulling up all this research. I'm just free-flowing here. I can't even look at the screen because I'll get distracted. Let's say, oh, there's no shadow government, right? Oh, there's no secret societies, right? Okay. Well, let's just say there are. And let's just say, oh, by the way, guys, Bill Gates is now swooping in with corona test kits. You know why? Because Bill Gates probably spread the damn virus. And so now he's releasing the test kits so that he can actually do the field testing of his own bioagent. And he does it right in front of your face. He does it right in front of your face. And then he goes on TED Talks and he says, we need to get the population down to zero. Then the coronavirus outbreaks. And then Bill Gates does the testing. Oh! That's not to measure efficacy of a bioweapon, I'm sure. And guess what? Because we only deal with the symptoms and we're just a little too comfortable, we'll never get to the bottom of it. And let's say this was just a test. They'll release a real bioweapon with a 98% kill rate, maybe even 99. And then just like it says on the Georgia Guidestones, we'll maintain a proper human population of, I think it's 300 million, I think. 500 million. Rob Dew, live studio audience today. There it is. The crew has it right there on command. And Dew was right. Dew has been there. I need to go there maybe. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, okay, we've got some deaths. We've got the coronavirus. They're collapsing the economy. This will all come and go. Man-made bioweapon released into the public. That's just going to stay there until we address it. But we're not going to address it, are you? Are we going to address it? Is anyone going to talk about that? Or are they just going to show you fancy graphics on television news about a ship docking?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back.
to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, live at band.video. I went off on that, call it a rant, call it whatever you'd like, monologue about the coronavirus. I forgot to get my other points, which I guess is now a deep tease. But is that coronavirus situation, how we're just ignoring the elephant in the room, that this was a man-made bioweapon released into the public? Is that the biggest story? Because with me and the coronavirus, that's it. Not a ship docking, not a death count, not anything else. It's how it's being used by the media to get Trump like everything else. But how we're just accepting a man-made bioweapon getting released to the public. We're just accepting that. We're just letting that be a thing, and we're not questioning it, which is the, see, and that is the biggest victory to whoever's making it that they could possibly have. You think, oh, wow, oh, boy, we just released a man-made bioweapon to the public. Oh, gee, oh, boy, run for the hills. No, nothing. Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. Nobody cares. Nobody would even report on it. I mean, it's almost like this weird thing where InfoWars has to, like, become the anti-media, where we just do things like InfoWars, like, this is not ever a man-made bioweapon, never has ever been a man-made bioweapon, absolutely not. And then maybe, like, MSM will pick up, like, InfoWars lies to you, clearly this is a man-made bioweapon. And then it's like, yeah, that's the point. So who knows the truth about the coronavirus? And there's this other thing happening right now, too. You see, I actually had a guest to be in studio today, David Harris Jr. He's going to be joining us later on this week now. He was at CPAC. I was at CPAC. And they had a CPAC attendee test positive for coronavirus. So David Harris said, oh, okay, I'm going to go get tested, make sure I don't have coronavirus. Before he comes in studio, I think we can all thank him for that. But there's others. I'm seeing all these other CPAC attendees. Oh, I'm getting tested. People are asking me, are you getting tested? Is the crew mad at me for not getting tested? Are you guys mad at me back there? You didn't come to work today in a face mask when everybody, you know, most people here were at CPAC. Are you guys nervous? They seem to be okay. So we've got one mask in the house. So here's the other point to this. Everyone is going to get tested. Now, I'm somebody that avoids doctors and hospitals and emergency rooms, doctor's offices, like I would avoid the coronavirus. I'm relying on myself and my own health and my immune system and God before I'm going to any hospital. That's just how it's always been for me. And thank the Lord, still here today. So when I was, deathly ill, probably the most ill, second, third most ill I've ever been in my life. Maybe I had coronavirus, maybe I didn't. Maybe all these other people that are getting sick with the flu that have already been sick this year that were like, dang, that was like the worst flu I've had in decades. Maybe they already had it. Maybe these death rates are being inflated because most people that are getting it don't even know they have it. And the only people we know are getting it are the ones that are dying or the ones that just go get tested because that's their natural response, is to go to the doctor. Oh, everybody knows people like, oh, my throat hurts, I got to go to the doctor. Oh, I scraped my knee. I need stitches. Oh, like, I was always the opposite. Now, this isn't to belittle people that go to the doctor or whatever. Obviously, there's times where you need emergency surgery. That's not what this is about. My point is that that group of people are now freaking out over coronavirus, going to hospitals. Hospitals are getting overwhelmed. We don't have the test kits. Is that by design? Just like in Puerto Rico, how the officials, do you see how sick, I mean, that's how sick the level of this politics has gotten, folks. They hid disaster relief aid. They hid emergency relief aid in Puerto Rico so they could report how it was Trump's fault. He's horrible. He's a bad president. He doesn't even give him emergency relief aid. Those bastards hit it. They're doing the same thing with the coronavirus in these test kits, guaranteed. But then imagine a socialist healthcare system and everyone wants to go get tested for corona now because they're so scared to death they have it. When it's probably going to end up being, if we get real measurements of this, 0.5% that maybe die from it. Maybe even less. Like I said, if I had the coronavirus, I'm not even going to get measured. I would be somebody that didn't die. And who knows how many other people are like that. But like I said, what is behind it? What is the coronavirus? Man-made bioweapon? Well, don't ask about that. Where do these things come from? How do they just outbreak? Is anybody asking this common sense question? Hey, what's this disease, coronavirus, just outbroke out of nowhere? Thousands dying worldwide? This is odd. Hey, a ship's coming in San Francisco. Get the crew there now. Not, hey, where did this coronavirus come from? Hey, why is it breaking out now? Hey, what the hell is this thing? Hey, why did an Indian doctor find out that it was edited and had other viruses like HIV spliced into it? What is up with that? I don't know. Did you hear a ship's coming into San Francisco Bay, though? We got HD cameras there. Tune in. And then if you're on the left in the media, Trump let the coronavirus outbreak, even though we're the ones that say open borders. Trump is the one crashing the economy. It's all Trump's fault. And remember, folks, when this story broke about the Indian doctor saying that this was a bioweapon, and when Zero Hedge put it up, they banned that story. And they banned Zero Hedge. And now Apple has said they're banning apps that are misreporting the coronavirus. Now, see, now you have all the signs. Now Bill Gates getting involved with, oh, Bill Gates has the test kits. Oh, Bill, so you can measure field efficacy? Huh. Yeah. Pretty weird stuff. And so it's absolutely being ignored that this is a man-made bioweapon when that should be the main story. Now, I will say this. I wish that we had more supply at InfoWarsStore.com, but you heard it today on the Alex Jones Show if you were tuned in. How we are getting called, basically, or the people we work with, they're getting called, hey, we need your supply of silver. Hey, we need your supply of iodine. Hey, we need your supply of emergency food. So there's obviously a panic or some sort of response to this at the highest levels of government. And so we still have the DNA force, which is good to build your immune system with the bodies. I think we're still sold out of the colloidal silver. I mean, it's just... We still have emergency food supplies, but they're on high demand. I think we're still sold out of colloidal silver. The next best thing, we have the silver toothpaste. We've got the immune gargle. So you see, I'm not afraid of a coronavirus because I've built my immune system up with strong supplements, many of which come from InfoWarsStore.com. But I am worried about a bioweapon, man-made, being released. That worries me.
Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male!
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
So we're talking about the coronavirus here. And I mean, you know, it sucks because when I was telling you about the colloidal silver before the last break, I like to talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com that work for me and I just guarantee. And colloidal silver is one of them. So it's too bad we're out of it. Now, I don't know when it's going to be back in stock, but I was telling you, because they say the coronavirus comes back and it like gets you sick like twice, basically. And last Friday, after I was done, you know, if your immune system is strong, it gives you some warning signs like, hey, you know, everything's good, but need a little help right now. So Friday night, I went home and drank colloidal silver from InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet. Next day, all or any feelings I had that I could go the wrong way health-wise were gone. So it stinks that we're out of colloidal silver. And then the crew is telling me we're also out of Super Silver Immune Gargle, which is like the next best thing. It's not, you know, straight up for ingestion. The good news is we still have other products that are silver-based, like the Super Silver Skin Cream, the Super Silver Toothpaste. Even the Super Blue has the colloidal silver in it. So we figured it out. Oh, hey, this colloidal silver, this is like a silver bullet in a way. Let's just infuse it in everything. Well, other people are catching up and seeing the value, so now it's harder for us to get it and source it and sell it to you, but it will be back. It will be back. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. So, I mean, it's all on waiting list right now, and there's nowhere else where you can get it at this price, but you can't even get it right now at this price. We're sold out of it. So, hopefully those will be back in stock soon. I am drinking my VasoBeat Complete today. So I got that going for me. Now, the other thing that I haven't gotten into, which is the other spectacle that is indicative of where we're at right now, politically and in American history and in a way world history, is what the Democrats are doing to force Joe Biden down our throat. So this is another level of lunacy of, I don't even know what you would call it, embarrassment, really? That this is where we're at as a country, where Joe Biden is being seriously considered a contender for president when a party is trying to force him down our throats. He literally wakes up and has to be reminded where he is. Wouldn't be surprising to me if wakes up and, well, Nanny's got to clean his britches, wipe his butt. Because old Sleepy Joe, well, he's not with it anymore. And that is what the Democrats want over Trump. So we'll get into some of that news. But let me go through these coronavirus headlines. Now, obviously, it was found out that someone at CPAC has a coronavirus. And so now this story is sparking ire. Doctor at top New York hospital self-isolates over coronavirus. And speculators think this doctor could be, well, they're saying it's not confirmed or denied his presence at CPAC. But it's this big deal. Everybody from CPAC wants to get tested now. Everybody's worried about it. And again, imagine if you had a socialist healthcare system, nobody would be able to see a doctor. There'd actually be no test kits. It wouldn't be a false, low amount, it would be, oh, wow, we really, this is a socialist healthcare system. We simply don't have the supplies. See, right now it's a manufactured lack of supplies so that they can say, see, Trump can't even get test kits out. That's how big of a fool this guy is. Just like what they did in Puerto Rico, where they had the emergency relief aid put into storage. Maybe people died. But it was all about getting Trump, you see? So anything is justified. Beijing portrays President Xi Jinping as hero of coronavirus fight. You know, and I was actually thinking about this. Because we are quick to attack China for allowing this virus to outbreak and everything. But, you know, I was thinking about this because there's an odd ripple to that narrative that if you want to think logically in your conclusions like I do, I ran into this problem. You know, it's China that's locking down their cities, locking people inside, throwing them in the back of trucks, spraying chemicals all over the place. Are you seeing any of that in America? Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying it just doesn't add up, folks. It's just none of this adds up. Obviously, China's suppressing the truth. It's probably a lot worse there. And then, but do you give Xi Jinping credit for basically shutting down cities, sending in the police and all these people, forcing isolation, forcing quarantine, empty streets, shutting basically whole economies and cities down, going out with chemical sprays and like gigantic semi trucks, like big mosquito repellents, but like lines of them? I mean, that's a response. Is that the type of response you would see to a bioweapon outbreak? What would it look like? What would a response be if there was a bioweapon that was accidentally released to the public? Would it look something like what's going on in China? Is China's response good? Is it bad? Are they even in control of it? Is it too late? Is it even the coronavirus? I mean, at this point, who knows? But is Xi Jinping the hero of the coronavirus fight? In a good way? In a bad way? Hotel in China holding coronavirus victims in quarantine collapses. Now, there's an idea of China. But again, in America, we're releasing coronavirus people back out into public, accidentally releasing them, letting them go. It was such a small world. There was a lady in St. Louis tested positive. I think she tested positive for coronavirus, was told to quarantine, said, nah, skipping that. Went to school. She's a teacher. And then, smallest world, the crew sends me this story. The author of that story, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, dated my friend in high school. It's like weird. U.S. health experts say stricter measures are required to limit coronavirus spread. Well, again, now you have a legitimate debate. Look at what China's doing. Is it the United States doing that? Not even close. Remember, we were taking callers a month ago from military bases saying they're just letting people with coronavirus walk around and they're not using any gloves, any masks, nothing. We don't know what the hell's going on. Is China handling it better than the U.S.? What is really going on with this? What measures have even really been made? Saudi Arabia to fine people up to $133,000 for hiding health details on entry or travel details. We're seeing that in multiple countries. Passengers aboard coronavirus-stricken Grand Princess cruise ship fighting over rotten food, said one passenger. You know, I just have a hard time believing this story. Not that people don't go crazy in a situation like this, but really, they can't get food onto the boat. I mean, really? They can't get dropped, a helicopter drop or nothing? But it does tell you what happens when there's food shortages. Trump campaign abruptly cancels Women for Trump bus tour. Coronavirus is the reason. And then here's the big daddy, long leg. Gates-funded program will soon offer home testing kits for new coronavirus. They had it ready, folks. The vaccine comes next. All brought to you by Bill Gates.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Covering a story out of St. Louis with a coronavirus. Well, let's just say it could be more fake news coming out of the St. Louis Post disgrace as I'm getting intel on the ground from this situation in St. Louis right now. So it wouldn't surprise me. We call it the St. Louis Post disgrace for a reason. So we'll be updating you on that. But as I was getting ready to switch lanes and go to my other story that's indicative of the current state of our politics here, the crew brings me a story Joe Biden had a rally in Flint, Michigan. Was it today, guys? It was Saturday. No, wait. It was Saturday. Was it Saturday, guys? Well, anyway, whenever it was. Biden event, Flint, Michigan. On Saturday. See, I'm not even sure how to even report this. It's so easy. But it's like, how do you get the magnitude of this to sink in? Joe Biden had a crowd of 50 people in Flint, Michigan yesterday. 50 people. You're seeing the shot right there. The old joke, can't fill a high school gymnasium. It's not a joke with Joe Biden, folks. That's the real deal. He cannot fill a high school gymnasium. Now, I don't know Bernie Sanders' plans or last time he was in Michigan. I know Trump was just in Michigan. Massive crowd. I'm not sure what a Sanders rally in Michigan would look like. Guaranteed bigger than that. So Biden events can't fill a high school gymnasium. And this is the front runner for the Democrat nomination. How does that work? Oh, so I'm just discussing it with the crew in the break because they're like, yeah, Owen, I mean, this isn't even a gym, actually. It is a gym, but smaller. It's actually like an elementary school gym. It's not even a high school gym. He can't even fill an elementary school gymnasium. I would play basketball in third grade and more people would show up. I'm not even kidding you. My third grade St. Genevieve Dubois basketball team would have more people at it in our gym than a front runner Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden event. And so I'm just speaking out loud during the break, and I'm like, wow, because that right now, I told you this last week, they're trying to say, oh, Biden wins Michigan, it's over. And so all the priming is happening. Polls are in. I think the crew pulled up Biden up 12 in Michigan. Up 12? What? He gets 12 people at an event. It's an he can't fill an elementary school gymnasium, folks. This isn't rhetoric. It just happened. It just happened. Now, see, if Bernie was smart, he would schedule an event in Flint, Michigan tomorrow just to defeat this fake news. But see, Bernie's not a winner. That's a big indication right there. If Bernie is a winner and wants to win, he goes to Flint, Michigan tomorrow and has an event and says, oh, you've got Biden up in the polls by 12 points. He can't fill an elementary school gymnasium. I just filled a college arena. And he probably could do it. But see, oh, you're seeing it. Bernie's getting ready to lie down. Bernie's getting ready to take a knee. Bernie's going to let Biden take it. And they're going to roll out all the fake polls for their self-confirmation of the steal. And you're going to have you're going to have Donna Brazile go on Fox News saying, it's a clean process. And then on CNN, Biden shocks the world. No, they gave it to him. He stole it. You guys gave it to him. You lied about the polls. You lied about his support. You kept Tulsi Gabbard off the stage. You all rigged it. And maybe you can say with a straight face, you didn't rig any tallies or rig any votes. Maybe you can say that. But you can't stray with a straight face that you didn't rig it. You rigged it with fake polls. You rigged it with fake news. You rigged it with your rigged debates. You rigged the whole job. Oh, but you're not done rigging it, are you? Because now, Facebook and Twitter are running cover for old Joe. You see, Joe... In fact, guys, I'll go to this clip right now. It's a short clip. Just as an example, This is the type of video Twitter and Facebook are banning right now because it shows you how old and decrepit and dilapidated Joe Biden is. Here's Joe Biden, forgot Barack Obama's name. Listen to this.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
President, my boss. He can't even remember Obama's name. This guy is mentally out to lunch permanently, folks. And you know what's funny about that clip, though, that will go unnoticed by most people? What is he talking about? This could be the linchpin that brings down the entire Obama criminal organization. And that was Russia, Ukraine, Crimea. And this is why they're so afraid of the name Eric Ciaramala, because he facilitated the whole thing. And you see what the Democrats and beyond, but what the Democrats under the Obama administration were doing in Ukraine was so bold-faced and criminal, they didn't even properly cover their tracks, and so now they're trying to do it in hindsight because they thought they would just hand that ball over, that corrupt football over, to Hillary Clinton. And so they didn't properly cover their tracks because the train was still rolling. Well, we all know what happened with that. So now they're trying to redouble down to cover their tracks. Because don't forget, folks, civilians died. Civilians died during that struggle. And, I mean, they were essentially unknown snipers. Does it all lead back to Obama? Was CrowdStrike documenting the whole thing? And all the political laundering of intel that was going through CrowdStrike in Ukraine? Is that why they needed Ukraine? Is that why they stood for Ukraine? Why is the United States even interested in the struggle for Crimea? Because they use Ukraine as a clearinghouse for criminal activity. And it's all blowing up in their face. And so you have Facebook jumps in to rescue Joe Biden, flags Gateway Pundit for accurately transcribing Joe's latest gaffes. So they just put up a transcript of what Joe actually said. That gets banned. Twitter flags Biden video retweeted by Trump as manipulated media. No, it was Joe Biden saying we can only reelect Donald Trump. He couldn't speak. He cannot speak. Okay? He wears a diaper on his behind for the diarrhea that probably comes out of his butt because he lost control of his sphincter. And so he needs to wear a diaper over his mouth because he can't speak and he has diarrhea at the mouth. But now Twitter and Facebook are here to Joe's rescue. So it just shows you they're doing everything they can to save Joe. Fake polls out of Michigan saying he's winning. Can't fill an elementary school gymnasium. Twitter and Facebook removing all the videos of all the Biden gaffes. He doesn't know the president's name. He says we can only reelect Trump. The guy doesn't know where he is. And it gets worse for Joe Biden. It gets worse for Joe Biden. And this is who the Democrats are going with. It gets worse for Biden. I'll show you how on the other side of this short break. And in this short break, go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
It gets worse for Joe Biden and the Democrats, folks. Lucky for them, the media is ready to run cover. No, not the fact Joe Biden can't even think. No, not the fact Joe Biden can't fill an elementary school gymnasium. Now, being reported, Joe Biden's former IT director, Warren Flood, implicated in Russia, hacked the DNC email narrative. And so some of the crew here doesn't think this is the guy, but the story is in the Gateway Pundit. And it basically comes down to this guy who speaks Russian, and they found a Russian fingerprint inside of these emails that was synthetically placed there, and it traced back to two computer servers, Warren Flood being one of them, IT director for Joe Biden. That story is in the Gateway Pundit. Of course, the story remains the same. It wasn't Russia that hacked the DNC or the Podesta emails. John Podesta was fished, and the DNC email hack came from internally. What's this? Biden's brother facing fraud allegations used family ties to advance business interests. James Biden, what do you know? So James Biden is using Joe Biden to profit. Hunter Biden is using Joe Biden to profit. Oh, what's this? London Roberts files new motion to hold deadbeat dad Hunter Biden in contempt of court for failing to turn over financial docs and paternity suit. Now, why wouldn't Hunter Biden want to turn over those financial records? Does he have something to hide? Is he cooking the books as we speak? Yes and yes. But you know what? Maybe there's hope for Joe. If Joe could get an endorsement from Hillary Clinton, I think he could make it over the top. Let's find out from Hillary in clip 12. Hillary, do you think, would you endorse Joe Biden, Hillary?
So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
All right, well, nothing about Sanders or Biden in that clip, as in the description. But you know what? I'm glad we played that, too. Because you understand that they just showed their hand, folks? These are Chinese agents. They just showed their hand. Now, here's the irony, which I was going to get to. And by the way, they can't even do humor right. Trump obviously makes a joke about Russia getting emails. These people can't even do humor right. Hillary's like dry as a bone, like, hey, China, maybe you could find out for us. He. It's like, wow. So it looks like the crew found the clip. Is that the other clip, guys? All right. So Hillary, would you endorse Joe Biden?
If Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee, will you campaign for him?
I will support the nominee of the Democratic Party.
But will you campaign for him?
I don't know if he would ask me to campaign for him, Fareed, because I have no idea what he is thinking about for a general election campaign. As I've said many times, I do not think he's our strongest nominee against Donald Trump.
Is that an endorsement of Joe Biden?
I'm not endorsing.
There's nobody left.
Well, I mean, I guess that's true. There isn't anybody left. But I think.
Well, there is actually. There's Tulsi Gabbard. I guess you forgot about her after she called you a war criminal, which you are. Wow. But you know what? There's more about that Russia thing with Matt Maddow and Hillary Clinton. You know, New York Times did a story about how Bernie Sanders colluded with Russia. I'm not even kidding you. We'll be right back. Coronavirus scare or virus itself has definitely turned the world over as we feared it may. And the fears that I'm seeing from people that attended CPAC are actually quite shocking to me. I'm not going to lie. I have never been afraid of this virus. I'm not yet to this day. I don't feel the need to get tested. But a lot of Trump supporters that were at CPAC are now upset at the president for downplaying this. You know, it's weird. Well, I won't even get into it. It's just InfoWars is next year's news today. Tomorrow's news today. It's like, you know. Oh, man. Just this trend. It's a trend that just keeps on happening. A trend that keeps trending? Crew says a trend that keeps trending. Here's another trend that won't go away. Russian collusion. Oh, no, we completed the Mueller investigation and found nothing. Oh, we went through two impeachment trials of President Trump, neither of which had anything to do with Russia. No, 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 no. It doesn't matter. You just heard Matt Maddow with Hillary Clinton. In fact, let's do this back-to-back. Let's go back to the Matt Maddow show. Because I really want to bear down on this here just to show you how ridiculous this actually is. So let's go back to Matt Maddow, guys, with Hillary, and then let's go to clip 10 after that, but I'll pitch to them both. So here again is Matt Maddow with Chinese agent Hillary Clinton on Matt Maddow Live this weekend.
So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans,
look at how personalityless
she is.
Why don't
we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China.
I hereby tonight ask China.
Why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
I am hereby officially asking China. Hold on, play the top again. I just want you to observe this one more time, and then I'll stop being redundant. But I want you to not look at this from like, okay, I'm listening to her talk about Russia. Listen to how synthetic she is. Listen to how she's trying to have a personality, how she's trying to be funny, how she's actually trying, like an alien, to mimic a sense of humor, trying to mimic the ability to tell a joke or relate to a person. Listen to how fake she is.
So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans,
Not so fast. I, Bernie Sanders, would like to thank Russia for coming to my aid.
Folks, the New York Times has a story. Russia is said to be interfering to aid Sanders in Democratic primaries. Actually, guys, this isn't even the story I'm talking about. There is another story. The New York Times wrote how Bernie Sanders was literally colluding with Russia. It's all on record. This was from like the 90s or something. I don't know the headline, guys. If you can find it, great. If not, it's all good. You know the all-star crew back there is going through the rigors of the internet trying to find this. But this is actually fake news. Russia interfering to aid Sanders. No, that's just BS so they can prop up Biden. They said the same thing about Trump. They say the same thing about Gabbard. That's just the boogeyman that the Democrats like to stamp on you. It's like some rubber stamp. They just say Russia. And it's like, oh, oh. The whole media freaks out. Oh, Russia. Oh. Like, there is no Russian collusion. But no. There it is. As Bernie Sanders pushed for closer ties, Soviet Union spotted opportunity. Previously unseen documents from a Soviet archive show how hard Bernie Sanders worked to find a sister city in Russia when he was a mayor in the 1980s. Moscow saw a chance for propaganda, and it's all about how Bernie was working with the Russians.
Well, I think it's good. Russia has very long breadlines, means the people really like their health care. I mean, people wouldn't line up for bread like that unless it was good.
What's good, Brett?
So, but yeah, oh, Maddow and Hillary. Oh, Russia, please help us. And China, oh, we want China now too. Just anything, because they're fighting against America. That's been their enemy. Hillary Clinton's enemy is America. Matt Maddow's enemy is America. Bernie Sanders' enemy is America. CNN's enemy is America. The truth is their enemy, but it doesn't stop there. You remember Lord Farquaad from Shrek? Well, Lord Farquaad changed his name to Fiona Hill and then was hired by the Obama administration and then became a propaganda artist of the Obama administration, post-Obama administration. I believe this was on 60 Minutes. I could be wrong, but here's Fiona Hill. Listen to this. The Russian hysteria doesn't stop. I just want to say on International Women's Day yesterday, men are also women. So we celebrate Fiona Hill. But the 60 Minutes Russian hoax doesn't stop. Listen to Lord Farquaad Fiona Hill on 60 Minutes this weekend.
Putin, sadly, has got all of our political class, every single one of us, including the media, exactly where he wants us. He's got us feeling vulnerable. He's got us feeling on edge. And he's got us questioning the legitimacy of our own systems.
But how much of our polarization, of the fact that we are heads butting in this country, how much of that came from the Russians?
Well, certainly in 2016, a lot of it did. But they don't invent the divisions. The Russians didn't invent partisan divides.
The Russians.
The Russians haven't invented racism in the United States. But the Russians understand a lot of those divisions, and they understand how to exploit them.
Do you think we're in a second Cold War?
I don't think that we're in a second Cold War. The one thing that people need to...
Really? Because you're acting like it.
...that the Russian military still has the capacity to wipe out the United States through a nuclear strike.
Wow.
But there is no ideological struggle. The Cold War were two systems against each other. In a sense, we're in the same system. We're competitors.
That's no woman, baby. That's a man, man. Oh, geez. This is the this is what we're dealing with. Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill. Oh, my gosh. I just realized. Fiona is literally the name of the princess in Shrek. I'm done. Shut it down. Bob Mueller put on a purple wig and claimed to be a CDC expert. I'm done, bro. Seriously, I'm done. The world is a stage, y'all. You better wake up, okay? We're being played like fools, all right? Do you understand how ridiculous the world is today? They release a bioweapon, nobody reports on it. You know what? I should just stop. I'm sorry, it's just like, it's such a clown show, guys. It really is such a clown show, and I'm trying to, like, actually tether myself right now because, man. That was real, too! I'm telling you, man, the world, look, at this point, they've been caught, but it's like in criminology... It's like in criminology, once you know, like, you're beyond the reasonable, like, okay, I can't be caught, I'm going down, like, you just go all out. They're going all out. No, I'm serious. Find the picture of Bob Mueller in drag with a purple wig pretending to be a CDC expert. Or screw it. Let's just go back to Lord Farquaad from Shrek, who now changed, who got married to Fiona and then changed his name to Fiona Hill. I mean, I'm done, man. This is a joke. We're being played.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's getting absolutely hilarious. I'm in a hurricane of information right now. Crews bringing me news stories. I got stacks of news I haven't even gotten to. I want to open up the phone lines. I mean, I'm dealing with Princess Fiona and Lord Farquaad. What is this, a damn Shrek movie? In comes the dragon. So seriously, though, ladies and gentlemen, the two big topics for today, indicative of where we're at. Democrats are going with Joe Biden, the guy who needs help to wipe his own butt, can't make his own breakfast. And you won't believe the story we just got. I mean, it's unbelievable. Multiple stories that I just got. Before I do that, I went to the gym this morning and had a very, very heavy lifting leg day. Very heavy lifting. Now, I hadn't done heavy lifting on my legs in about a week. So afterwards, I was feeling a little rubbery leg syndrome. Hit the bodies when I got home. Immediately, rubber leg syndrome, any soreness, gone. And so now I know tomorrow I won't be dealing with sore legs. And anybody who does squats or leg presses or any sort of heavy lifting with their legs knows sometimes the next day you can have so much soreness, you got that rubbery leg syndrome. For me, bodies knocks that out. Now, that's just what I notice and what I like about the bodies. But people call in and talk about all the benefits of bodies. I mean, just the basic ingredients in there have so many known benefits. I'm just going off my experience. But people call in, they work long, 10-hour laborious jobs. They say, hey, I have aches and pains, my hands, my knees, my this, my that. And then they take the bodies, wipes it away. It's really an incredible product, folks. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't listen to me. Read all the certified reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your bodies today. Okay. Where to go here? All right, I'm going to play some of these video clips, but look at this from the Washington Post. This came out today. Get ready for a laugh, ladies and gentlemen. Headline: Joe Biden is a healthy, vigorous. Just ask that 12-year-old girl he took backstage with him. Joe Biden is a healthy, vigorous 77-year-old, his doctor declares. Well, doc, have you gone ahead with all the tests? Have you proceeded with all the tests, doc? Quote, the only test that hasn't been done is the cognitive functioning test. Well, why, Doc? Well, the fact that he's on the campaign trail and meeting a rigorous travel and meeting schedule probably would suffice as a replacement for the formal test for cognitive functioning. Oh, Joe. President who, Joe? What state you in, Joe? It's kind of like if you ever got knocked out playing football or something, you know, the coach, trainers run out there. You're out on the ground like, oh. And what do? Say, how many fingers am I holding up? Do you have your vision? Oh, all right, two fingers. All right, what state are you in? I'm in Missouri. What day is it? Oh, it's Monday. Oh. What are you doing here? I'm playing football. All right, you're good. Let's get him off the field now. This is what it's like for Joe Biden. It's like Joe Biden hits the campaign trail. Joe, how many numbers am I? How many fingers am I holding up? Corn pop. Joe, you're in Iowa. Joe, what state are you in? New Hampshire. Joe, what are you doing here? Are you running for president, Joe? I'm running for Senate. Oh, Joe. Joe, what did you do last night, Joe? Well, I was at the pool with some kids. They were crawling up my leg hairs and looking at my blonde leg hairs. And I know about roaches. Doc, does Joe Biden pass the cognitive test? Well, absolutely. He's on the campaign trail, isn't he? President who, Joe? These truths we hold evident. What, Joe? Who, Joe? Now look, every time I see a 12-year-old girl at my campaign event, I tell her to come backstage. I remember the roaches and the kids crawling up my legs in the pool. I mean, any other guy says that, you're like, that guy's a pedophile. Joe Biden says it, and it's just old grandpa. Just good old grandpa. This is the front runner for the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. And Dr. Stuart J. Olshansky. Is he Russian? Is that a Russianski? A Russianski doctorski? Stuart J. Olshansky? I want you guys, I want to find out right if this doctor's from Russia. Do you see what's happening here? Now you have Russian doctors. They're meddling again, folks. They're meddling again. Russian doctors saying Joe Biden passes a cognitive test, even though he don't even know what day it is. It's like you just got flattened in football. What day is it, son? What? Who was the last president? My boss? Get him to the hospital. He needs a concussion evaluation immediately. But Joe Biden, oh, he's fine. Oh, yeah. He's literally had his head, his cranium, they chopped it off his head. He said that. He said they took the top of my head off. Politico, when was that? 2020 becomes the dementia campaign. Oh, maybe that's their angle. Is that from today? So that was from this weekend. Maybe that's their new angle. Throw Biden in there because he's so obviously suffering from cognitive problems and he so obviously has dementia. I mean, you know, we joke about him, you know, needing help to wipe his own butt. That's a real thing. It's sad. But they're the ones putting him on the stage. But maybe that's it. He gets so bad. He deteriorates so bad on the stage. They then just lump Trump in with that. And they're just like, oh, yeah, Trump and Biden both have dementia. Like some weird Jedi trick. Like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Or it's like, oh, yeah, we're selling these droids. Would you like them? And you're like, They wouldn't be selling me these droids if it was the droids I'm looking for. You can go ahead. That's like this. It's like, oh, boy. Like Biden clearly breaking down out there. You know, it's just, this is what you get when you have Biden and Trump on the stage. You know, just two old white men. They're just geriatrics. They can't think. I mean, so, you know, Biden and Trump are just flailing out there. Meanwhile, Trump's like with it, cognizant, smartest man. Biden falling apart. They just, oh, yeah, they're both bad.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, news is incoming constantly here. Joe Biden's doctor says he's in perfect health, even though he admits he's not passed a cognitive functioning test. Well, why don't you go ahead and do that test, Dr. Olshansky? Dr. Ski? No, I think they'll pass on that conveniently. Dr. Oz says that the coronavirus is not man-made and there's no possible way. Is he even a real doctor? I'm just curious. I'm not even kidding you. Is Dr. Oz a medical doctor? I don't follow the guy. Or is he just a play on TV doctor? Or is he like a PhD in like psychiatry or something? Well, nobody seems to know. So it shows you how irrelevant that really is, except in the fact that really it's not man-made. And what do you know about that, Dr. Oz? How do you know that? Where did this come from? How is it outbreaking all of a sudden? If it's always been around, why is it just outbreaking now? I mean, you know, what do you think? We're stupid? Is Dr. Oz the one in Dallas or Houston? Excuse me. Is he the one in Houston? Does anybody know? Because there was some big TV doctor in Houston that like closed all his facilities during all the flooding. Like huge multi-million-dollar facilities could have housed people, and he said, nah. Olstein, that's who I'm thinking. Okay, not the same guy. Oh, I trust Dr. Oz, not. Well, yeah, coronavirus has always been around. It's not man-made. It's just outbreaking now, killing thousands, you know, destroying China, destroying the economy. Oh, it's just been around. It's just outbreaking now. I just decided in 2020, coronavirus was like, I think I'm on active. Coronavirus has just been chilling. It's been hanging out. And then one day it was just like, I think I'll go infect 100 people. Just crawled out of a hole. There it goes, coronavirus. It was hanging around, not doing much. One day just decided to get active. Nothing to see here. Dr. Oz said so, folks. You can all go home. In Italy, they're literally going home. They just did I just saw the story from RT. I'm having the crew print it right now. I think they just had a total quarantine in certain parts of Italy. Total quarantine. Now, I'm not trying to be rude here, but, I mean, isn't Italy the place where they basically boat around in their own feces and urine? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, like, I mean, all the plumbing goes into those water systems, does it not? I could be wrong. I thought I remember reading that. It's none of my business. I'm not Italian. All of Italy will be red zone. Public gatherings banned. People to move only for emergency and work, says PM Conti. But Dr. Oz rejects conspiracy theories surrounding coronavirus origins. For sure did not originate in a lab. Thank you, Dr. Oz. Senator Tom Cotton first made the startling and unverified suggestion surrounding the biosafety level 4 super laboratory, telling a story last month that the U.S. needed to be open to all possibilities in exploring the origins of the outbreak that has continued to spread throughout countries throughout the world. Thank you, Tom Cotton. Thank you, Tom Cotton. No. Guys, the coronavirus, it's time. It's just the year 2020. This is the year of the coronavirus. Don't you know that's how science works? Stupid pedestrian. Thinks coronavirus is made in a lab. Coronavirus has been killing people for all of 2 months. Oh, but what's this? From the official China Daily. Take a look at this. Excuse me. From the official China Daily, May 28th, 2018. Let's get a doc ham just for proof. Okay. May 28th, 2018. See, the coronavirus was still just a little podling. Still just a little baby, a little larvae. May 28, 2018, China Daily. Take a look at the largest virus bank in Asia, Wuhan Institute of Virology in central China's Hubei province preserves more than 1,500 different strains of virus. Oh! Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I'm Dr. Oz. The Scientist, 2015. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. Shut up. I'm Dr. Oz. I have a TV show. It's not man-made. You know, I tell you what. When we come back in the next segment, you thought it was crazy what I've covered so far. Just wait till you see what I'm going to cover next. Yeah, Joe Biden can't, you know, even go to the bathroom by himself, could be the next president. Yeah, that's a situation we're actually dealing with. Coronavirus outbreaking worldwide, shutting down entire areas with millions of people in China, shutting down entire countries like in Italy, collapsing the American economy. Nothing to see here, just a normal virus. Not man-made, not a bioweapon, even though pretty much all evidence would support that theory. Trust the guy on TV, who's probably a fake doctor. So, this is where we're at now. But when we get back, look, these are like the big stories. These are like the two things that are like indicative of where we're at. But when we get back, I'm going to show you some of the other like smatterings that are indicative of where you're at. I mean, like, we're dealing with coronavirus. We're dealing with Joe Biden. But when you look at like the, like, those are like the big asteroids. But like, there's an entire field and there's tiny little asteroids too that are just pounding into the surface. Stunning what some of these tiny asteroids are right now. Tiny now, picking up space dust before they come to hit us. So I'm going to get into that on the other side. Entire country in Italy just got quarantined. Stocks are plummeting. I mean, this is just nuts. I go with a lot of things in my gut. I go with a lot of things through God's messaging. And I will still right now tell you, I am not afraid of this virus one bit. But what I'm afraid of, like I've said from the beginning, is NGOs and governments seizing power and the deep state, the globalists, the corrupt criminal worldwide cabal using this to destroy Trump, destroy the American Revolution, destroy 1776 worldwide, destroy populism rising up worldwide, destroying the death of globalism worldwide. And even though this can be totally blamed on globalism, they'll use it to bring in globalism. So is it just more synthetic hype about this coronavirus, which is just scare techniques, fear-mongering? Are the scare techniques and the fear-mongering going to be enough to actually collapse civilization and economies? You know what? There's only one answer to this. Trump needs to go on the offensive politically right now and erase the deep state before any of this happens. He needs to do it now. That's the only dramatic action in times like this. Dramatic action. Arrest the deep state criminals.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
There's no doubt that the president is downplaying the coronavirus in a response to the media hyping up the hysteria, trying to collapse the economy about it. Let me just pick up where I left off in the last segment before I move on. Right now is the perfect time to go after the deep state criminals politically. And if you're the president, find out exactly what Obama did in 2015 with whatever was sold to China out of that bio research lab in North Carolina. Go on the offensive now, right now, because they think they got everything going their way and they can use this coronavirus to do anything and everything to attack the president and bring down the economy. It's time to turn the tables on them politically. They will not expect it. And it will steal all the negative press surrounding the coronavirus while everyone's paying attention to the news. It's like everyone's tuned in, coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Boom. Throw in the headline, Barack Obama initiating illegal spy campaign. Treason. Trump was right. Or Obama facilitated the murder of innocent civilians in Crimea. I mean, you just go down the list. But I said I would pivot away from that because, I mean, just this other stuff is crazy. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. One more headline. Pelosi and Schumer to President Trump on coronavirus response put health and safety of American people before corporate needs. Literally, just it's just free stuff. Just paid sick leave, enhanced unemployment insurance, food security, clear protections for frontline workers, widespread and free coronavirus testing, affordable treatment for all. I mean, it's just a it's another political power grab, folks. It's another political power grab by these people. They don't give a damn about a virus. They don't give a damn about an illness. Nancy Pelosi's streets are riddled in feces. Nancy Pelosi's streets are riddled in tuberculosis and the bubonic plague. And that B.I. itch is going to lecture the president about giving stuff to people for free because of coronavirus? Okay. Let's slow dose you here. Let's slow dose you here. You want some leftist insanity? Let's slow dose you here. Let's start. I forget this girl's name. I'll try to be nice to her. With the glasses 10 times too big for her face. I think she works for Vice. Listen to what she says. This is what they actually think. These are the mental patients that have escaped the ward that work in the media and the Democrat Party. This is what they actually think. Listen to this Vice News reporter talking about memes.
These memes are central to online radicalization.
Oh!
They make becoming an extremist into a game.
Oh!
A game that rewards following these message boards super closely and impressing others by making up variations on those memes.
Do you understand how mentally depraved these people are? They really see a meme and they think Nazi. They really see a meme and they think hate crime. That's who we're dealing with. She really believes this stuff. She really thinks she's fighting modern day Nazis. She really thinks she's fighting the Klan. I mean, these folks. I mean, it's like, if you walk in on me, yeah. If you walk in on me and, you know, I'm at the park or something and, cause you know, I, when I was a kid, I used to go down to the park and I would pretend I was a baseball player and I would throw the ball up in the air and I would hit it around and I'd be like, yeah, home run. Now, if I did that as a 30-year-old man, you'd be like, should we call the mental institution? Like, you know, where's his, handlers, you know, it's like there's a grown man in the park who's pretending to be a major league ball player. That's what she's doing. That's who these people are. They really think they're fighting Nazis, folks. They really see a meme and they think they've had some amazing revelation to them. Oh my gosh, this is Nazi propaganda. Oh my gosh, I'm here fighting Nazis in 2020. Wow, I'm so important. It's a meme, you psycho. I'm slow dosing you. Let's go to Chris Hayes, Cuck Hayes, as he's known in the industry. Listen to the blatant racism that comes out of this MSNBC host's mouth.
And the second thing is that, look, white people in America have two parties.
Hold on, pause it. Hold on. Just, I want you to do this for just some fun. Close your eyes and listen to this Chris Hayes clip and tell me you're not listening to Matt Maddow. They sound the exact same. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Somewhere in between. All right, go ahead.
And the second thing is that, look, white people in America have two parties to choose from. And they, between those two parties,
look at how smart he thinks he is.
In all kinds of ways. So people that are college
Hold on, stop it again. I got to do a full breakdown of this clip. This is incredible. See, notice his body language and he starts talking. He really thinks, folks, I'm telling you, oh, like she sees a meme. She thinks she's fighting Nazis. He makes some sort of weird claim about white people voting and he thinks he's like a genius for this stuff. This guy, Chris Hayes, Cuck Hayes, as he's known in the industry, literally thinks he's a genius. Watch his facial expressions. He thinks he just solved pi. He thinks he finally solved pi. That's how smart he thinks he is. Dude, you're just a flat-out racist. Here, listen to this guy. Watch it. Watch his body language. He thinks he's a genius. He really does think he just discovered free energy. Watch this.
Atheists who live in metro areas, like, those are Democrats. Right. And people that are rural and go to church every week.
Yeah, you figured it out.
High school graduates, most likely Republican. For black voters in those two categories, they're both going to be in the Democratic Party.
Right.
Because there's only one party they can be a part of because of the nature of structural white supremacy in America and the political coalition. So you've got a broader range of black lived experience in among African-American voters in the party than you even do in some ways of white voters.
But now he thinks he's smart. He thinks what he just said was genius. So he just told three black people they can only vote Democrat. He just told you every Republican voter is a college dropout or a high school graduate, and that all Democrat voters are college graduates. He just put everybody in America into a box. Chris Hayes did. And he told black people how to vote. And he thinks he's a super genius. He thinks he just discovered fire. And he says it's due to structural white supremacy. I'm stunned. I can't believe we're actually dealing with these people. Pelosi, give everybody free stuff to respond to coronavirus. Okay. Vice News host, I found a meme. I'm fighting Nazis. How old are you? Seriously, she probably has like autism or something. I should probably stop. She probably has like actual mental disorder. I apologize. Maybe Chris Hayes does too. Saying structural white supremacy in the Republican Party. Hey, you jackass. Black people started the Republican Party in Congress. You idiot. But I'm slow dozing you. Greta Thunberg. You want to know how these people steal money? Greta Thunberg has now launched a nonprofit in her name. Teen activist Greta Thunberg has now started her own nonprofit and is raking in cash. The Greta Thunberg Foundation. They rob you blind and they do it all in the name of fake philanthropy. It gets worse. I told you I was slow dozing you folks. You ready for the big one? A German film about a man and his robot daughter's sexual relationship triggers walkouts and outrage. You said what? A man in a movie is depicted in a relationship with his 10-year-old daughter, but his 10-year-old daughter is actually dead, and so he replaced his 10-year-old daughter with a female 10-year-old robot that he has sex with. And this is all featured in the film. Do I get pleasure over the fact that we told you that they'd start promoting sex with child dolls, child sex robot dolls? They're doing it, folks. Do you think InfoWars is glad to be on those front lines? No, it makes us sick.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we're into the third hour. I'm going to open up the phone lines in the next segment. I guess the question now becomes, how long does the coronavirus stay in the headlines? How long is this an entire year? Is this going to be something that comes and goes within the next month or two? It only seems to be getting worse. And of course, the panic that is ongoing is only going to be used to look, notice what's happening in Italy. Major populist uprising, nationalist uprising, and now it's in lockdown. PMS residents to stay home. We should probably get Leo Zagami and maybe Alessandria, I forget her last name. She's been on before, Italian journalist, Scott. Yes, yes. Guys, let's reach out to Alessandra Bacchi. In fact, we may even just see if we can reach out to her now. I'm going to go ahead and just send her a message now. See if we can't maybe see if she can come on today or tomorrow. And then let's also get Zagami on tomorrow to get some of his take on this. I'm sure he'll have a unique perspective. But, you know, this guy, I was going to be mean. I'm trying to be a little more polite these days. I don't know. Should I be more polite? Crew says no. Oh, that's not what they actually said, but I can't say what they actually said on this show. Okay, so this Eugene Jew, who always seems to get like the number one, it's all like he replies to Trump on everything coronavirus, and his comment always just gets linked to the top somehow. Seems a little convenient. Well, he's just another fraud because he just tweeted out saying it's the Wuhan coronavirus is racist. He tweeted this out today in response to Dr. Paul Gosar, who's trolling these guys hard, these dingleberries. He says it's racist to call it the Wuhan coronavirus. This dingleberry literally called it the Wuhan coronavirus less than 2 months ago. Why does every leftist have to be such a fraud? You know, at a certain point, like, I love the political debate. Like, I love the political discourse. It's like a game of intellectual chess to me. But when you're going up against a complete fraud, it's like playing chess with a cheater. But, like, they never admit they cheat. It's like, oh, you... Hey, I've taken three of your pawns, a rook and a knight, but now all of a sudden I just have one pawn and a knight, and both your rooks are back on the board. And they're like, nope. Like, no, I remember that. You're cheating. It's like, no, I'm not. Well, what do you do? What do you do with that? You quit playing chess with them. You don't want to play chess with a cheater. That's who these people are. That's who these people are. They're calling it the Wuhan virus is racist. You just said it was the Wuhan virus, you dingleberry. I'd rather deal with a dingleberry than these people. All right, I'm done. I can't. Here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to come back. I'm going to hit the rest of these headlines. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you are here in Austin, I am speaking at City Council on Thursday at noon. We're going to be bringing up this issue from change.org, rescind the homeless campaign ordinance in Austin. We're going to be bringing that up as well as some other issues. I got a couple gripes. I got a couple bones to pick with this city council here in Austin, Texas that sucks. They suck, suck, suck. So they're going to get a piece of my mind on Thursday. And if you can join me, I'll be there at noon, City Hall. Thursday, come out and join me. It's time for City Council to know what the people think. Give out the phone number. Let's load up the phone lines. I'm going to hit the rest of these headlines. And then we'll take your calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. To get in to the war room today, I'm going to hit the rest of these headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe I'm being kind of a selfish, pompous person out here today saying I'm not worried about a coronavirus. Maybe I already had it. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I didn't get tested. I'm not afraid of these things. I believe in my health. I believe in my immune system. I believe in God. And I literally, I mean, 16 to 20 supplements a day, probably. Most, if not all, help build my immune system. Most are from InfoWarsStore.com. I drink the vitamin mineral fusion every morning from InfoWarsStore.com. My point is this. It's kind of like a guy who's, you know, in a arm wrestling competition or a weightlifting competition who's just clearly bigger than everyone else in the competition. You say, hey, you know, how are you feeling about today's competition? He's kind of looking around like, yeah, you know, I feel pretty good. It's kind of how I feel with the coronavirus. I don't think it's going to kill me. If I already had it, if I'm going to catch it, I think I'll deal with it and get over it. I wouldn't even go to a hospital. I avoid hospitals like I would avoid the coronavirus. But the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are exactly what you need to build your immune system. And more than anything, for me, I have a very high demand lifestyle, high octane lifestyle, high demand lifestyle by choice. And it wouldn't be possible for me to do it without the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And so when we talk about the bodies and when people call in and talk about the bodies or the Brain Force Plus that I take every day before the show or the Secret 12 vitamin B12 that is so powerful and strong, 50% off right now if you get B12 and vitamin mineral fusion, the DNA Force Plus that is just the elite of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, the Turbo Force. I am not an energy drink guy. I don't like the taste of energy drinks. Turbo Force changed that. For me, I went to the gym this morning. If I know I'm going to go to the gym in the evening, I take the Turbo Force at 3 o'clock. Sustains me 3 hours to host the War Room. Sometimes maybe I'm a little high energy and I shouldn't do the whole Turbo Force, but I go headlong, whole Turbo Force. I'm sustained with energy till 10 o'clock. I usually get to the gym in the evening about 7:30 or 8. I'm going full throttle till 10 o'clock. And like I can feel it with the Turbo Force kind of when it's like, okay, it's wearing off. That's when I know, all right, tone it down, go hit a stretch, go hit a sauna. But I'm telling you, the energy sustained in Turbo Force. In fact, one of our new crew members the other day, I guess she'd never tried Turbo Force. The crew made her try it. And she was basically saying how she was like buzzing. Yeah, if you're a first-time trier of Turbo Force or you don't drink much caffeine or you're, you know, a petite person, maybe just do half. Just do a half packet of Turbo Force just to kind of get an idea of what you're dealing with. Because it's not like a normal energy drink. And it shouldn't make you buzz either like that. I mean, it should give you good, clean energy. If you're buzzing like that, you can probably not have to take as much. But it will sustain. Back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot recommend it enough. Let's go through as many of these headlines as I can get to in 5 minutes, and then we're going to take your calls in the next segment. I'm not going to have you guys waiting around. And we'll get to as many calls on anything we've discussed here in the last 3 hours. She has torn this country apart. Trump declines invitation to St. Patrick's Day lunch with scorching letter to crazed Speaker Pelosi. I don't really like that. I wish President Trump would attend the St. Patrick's Day lunch. But I understand the political backdrop of doing this. I think it was probably he had something else to do, and he's just using this as an opportunity to tell Pelosi to go stick it. And so then she decides with Chuck Schumer, okay, well, we're going to demand you give the American people a bunch of free stuff because of the coronavirus. Nancy Pelosi. Her and Joe Biden, two peas in a pod, leading the Democrat Party. Look, when Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are leading your party, where do you think you're going, folks? You're going straight to hell. It's kind of like if you follow, like you see the Michael the Archangel, He's like, follow me. You're like, I'm going to follow you. Like, you know, you're probably going to hell. Or excuse me, you're probably going to heaven or something cool. Like, oh, Michael, the archangel is taking me somewhere. Cool. You're like, you're going to see the Virgin Mary. You're going to see Jesus. You're going to meet God. You're going to go to heaven. It's going to be nice. You're going to be in the clouds. It's going to be really comfortable. You see Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, come with me. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm about to go to like a dungeon where they torture kids. I'm about to go meet Satan. Like, I'm about to go to like some weird cannibalistic orgy. Like, ugh. Like, you're like, oh no. Like, no. And Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi say, hey, come follow me. You're like, oh no. No, 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 no. That's just like basic instincts. Like, you know, the innocent child, like the creeper comes up like, hey, come give me candy, get in my van. The child has the instincts. No, thank you. That's like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. Hey, hop in the van, kids. The child has instincts like, you know, uh-uh. No, no, no. And maybe the child's actually seen on YouTube Joe Biden, you know, groping all those children. Trump escalates fight against press with libel lawsuits, suing CNN, suing the New York Times, suing Washington Post. Sue them all into oblivion. See, I really should, like, this should be a huge topic of discussion. I think InfoWars should be able to sue big tech for billions. Fact, I don't know what I say, trillion last time? A trillion? Class action lawsuit, InfoWars versus Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, everything that's wiped us off their platforms. Let's sue them for $1 trillion. A trillion. But this, Trump needs to make a bigger deal of this. Trump's lawyers need to make a bigger deal of this. And they need to win this big. They need to be suing CNN, Washington Post, New York Times for trillions. I'm serious. Trillions. Screw it. Say trillions. Just get the press. Get the headlines. Tell these people you're not messing around, man. These are the enemies of the American people. These are the enemies of truth. Sue them into oblivion, Trump. And this is why. GOP Representative Elise Stefanik goes grocery shopping, comes back to nasty note left on her car. It says, rotten hell, fascist pig. I mean, Elise Stefanik is like everything the left wants in a woman, or at least what they claim. She's like pro-feminine beauty, like actually a woman rising up through the ranks politically, making headway, accomplishing things, doing it on her own accord. Has good feminine energy, smiling, bubbly. And what does the left say? Rotten hell, fascist pig. And why do they say that? Because CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and all their other cohorts in the media have been lying about President Trump and his supporters to such an extent. Now, anybody within 1 degree of separation, 2 degrees of separation, 3 degrees of separation of President Trump or a Trump supporter is now a Nazi bigot and deserves to have their head split open in the streets. That's all thanks to CNN and the Washington Post and New York Times, who Trump is suing. And he needs to bring up all these cases of violence. All of them. All the cases of violence against Trump supporters needs to be brought to the fore in these lawsuits, like what happened with Elise Stefanik. This is what the left is doing to America. Oh, and they got caught. This is developing. In fact, the writers that are listening, keep your ears to this story if you guys haven't yet. The original story, and it's going to be ongoing at theberkian.ie, the Irish Antifa Project. National Files picked it up. Irish students fool Antifa with fake Antifa Twitter honeypot. Collect info on far-left doxers. Folks, they were getting all kinds of contacts with official government relations and official government people and organizations in Ireland. It is nuts what they did.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are monitoring. The president is set to speak at 5:30. They were saying 5:30 Eastern. It's now almost 6:30 Eastern, so we'll just see if that stream picks up. You've got Mecca for the first time ever. Nobody there praying. Vatican City is a ghost town. You'd think people would be out there praying to God if this was really the outbreak they claim it is. To clarify on the St. Louis story, it's also crazy. Like, the first person that wrote the story dated a friend of mine in high school. The story was then later corrected. The student that was in Italy for school traveled back to the United States, did not have contact with anybody. And then so that when the father went to the dance, which is where my sister went to high school, they made a big fuss about it, saying, oh, father broke quarantine. Well, he wasn't in quarantine. It was a different daughter. So you kind of see how these things, I just don't know. Like, what is going on in China? We still don't even know. Is that from the coronavirus? Or are these all these people dying? How bad is it? How many are old? How many are young? We don't get any answers. Mass cremation? We don't know. Italy seems to be the best place to get any idea of how bad it could get, because they're in good communication with us. We have good relations with them. And they just locked down the whole country. Well, now you got like 10 states in the United States saying it's emergency. They canceled South by Southwest. They're canceling Ultra Music Festival. Their Cali Ocho Music Festival. All these things getting canceled. I'm sitting here literally planning a trip. And I got a couple buddies I'm planning with. And they're like, I don't know. The coronavirus fears. I'm sitting here like, airplane tickets are like 25% what they are normally right now. So I don't know. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is in Michigan and has filled up an entire studio, which is a little bigger than an elementary school gym, which is what Joe Biden couldn't fill up. So my guess is Bernie will probably have a rally tomorrow, or is there a debate in Michigan maybe? There all the polls say Biden is up like 20 points on Sanders in Michigan. Biden just had a rally in Flint. 50 people showed up. It's a joke. Bernie Sanders, if he was smart, would have a rally immediately just to show how the polls are rigged. But he doesn't want to win, so he probably won't. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Anything we've discussed so far is fair game. John in Virginia. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I went to the First Amendment Summit. Was the guy at the 76ers hat.
Oh, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, pretty good. How about yourself?
So my guess is you probably never called in before, have you?
No, I haven't. In fact, one of my friends that I went to the summit with actually told me about it.
Well, I'm glad to have you tuned in today, John. I met you at random at the Women's March. I don't know if you would say you were a Democrat at the time, but you were leaning more left. You're more of a centrist now, or at least open-minded. So glad to have you in the audience today, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I had two things. You brought up rally size actually a few minutes ago. And at least what I saw in South Carolina, where I saw at least pictures on Twitter where Joe Biden couldn't really fill up like an elementary school. I mean, I don't really know how much like rally size matters, because we saw in South Carolina that he won in a landslide there.
Well, Biden historically does well in South Carolina with the demographics there, and everyone kind of expected him to win South Carolina. Here's why I think that you're right in one sense. How much does rally turnout really matter? I think that's a fair thing to debate. The reason why I bring it up is because what other measurement are we left to go off of for how popular or how much support a candidate actually has until an election? I don't trust TV polls. They're never accurate. I've never been polled. I don't know anybody that's been polled. So I don't trust those polls. So the only thing I can really go off of is human intelligence. And if somebody has the energy or the will to go out to somebody's campaign event or campaign rally, to me, that equals in at least some form the will or ability to go vote for them on election day. If they're not willing to go to a campaign rally, are they really willing to go out and vote for them? But that's the debate.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually didn't think of that.
So that's why I highlight rally size. And just if I was a politician, I would use that any way I could to my advantage. But the problem is most people don't follow politics. They don't follow news except whatever one thing they see on their news program that night. So all they'll see is Biden up 20 and they say, oh, wow, Biden's taking it away. He could have nobody show up at a rally and they would never know it. John, thank you so much for the call. I hope you call in again. Let's go to Brian in California. Go ahead, Brian.
Alan. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I believe that the coronavirus was released to basically, you know, to hurt America, but to basically erase the memory of America. Because if you're 20 and you live in America, you never lived actually in America. You lived in post-America of the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And basically, the you know, they're not just destroying our country. They're destroying our history, the ability to even know.
Yeah, and now with Google and how they rig search results, the censorship on the internet with YouTube and all these social media companies, that's accurate.
Yeah. And, that was the plan,
and Trump kind of was either a reversal or a stopgap in that. And so they're trying to do anything they can to get Trump out or destroy Trump.
And a second thing I would say is, you know, you should get the guy on who came up with the, I think his name was Matt, who came up with the, you know, tape across the mouth and maybe fish. Just, you know, to like, instead of paying them, reward them with Skype time. And, you know, just so that people really, you know, get into it.
Well, I've always made that a priority of mine. Whenever I do competitions, I always say, I don't have a bunch of money to offer you, but I always say, we'll get you on air for a segment. You confront Bill Clinton, you confront Joe Biden, whatever. You know, we always get you on air. And so you spoke of fish. Let's actually go to Fish on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, Fish.
Hey, what's happening, Owen?
You're getting shout outs, man.
I know, right? I'm getting famous, man. Eat all your fish on YouTube. That's the place to be.
Go ahead, Fish. You got 80 seconds.
Oh, nice. Hey, guess what, Owen? This morning I talked to Alex, and now I'm talking to you. I think I'm the first person ever to call in and get both of you on the same day.
I would doubt that, but cheers to you.
Cheers to me, man. Hey, Owen, listen, you got to check out the new video I made for Nascent Iodine. I featured you in it. You star in it with Alex and me. We're all in it. It's a whole Star Wars thing. It's awesome.
By the way, guys, if you see a commercial, it's kind of like stick figurines or like paper figurines of Alex Jones taking on Hillary and Soros and Satan. That's Fish. That's Fish's work. So you're saying you've made another one.
Yes, sir. It's up right now. There might be some copyright issues, but I can fix those. No problem.
Hey, we got it right here. Is it up on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's on the, it plays when you go on my YouTube channel.
I got it up right here. It's me and Alex as Jedis and X-Wings.
Yeah, I'm there too, man. We all fight the Soros.
Fish, 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 fish. Fish. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Of humanity. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we got the Democrats about to steal the nomination from Bernie. Biden had a rally, couldn't fill a elementary school gymnasium. Bernie has a town hall tonight in Michigan. We've got the president set to make remarks regarding the coronavirus. We're monitoring this. So, not to be rude to the callers, but you understand, obviously, the president goes live, we're going to pull away from your call. Stock market collapse. China economy collapse. The left is just going into full spins of insanity. We've been documenting that. We're taking your calls. I got some other headlines I may get to as well. But let's go back out to the callers. And guys, just make your point quick. We're very short on time. Jim in Georgia, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Much love, Owen.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, sir. And I love Fish. He's young and funky and dude. His stuff is hilarious.
Well, you know, it's just so nice to have this audience that is so active and gives us content, and it's just they're in the info war too. And so
yeah, we are.
Exactly. And I saw that you were mentioning how glad you are you listened, because now you're prepared in case the worst happens with the coronavirus. So God bless you for that. Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And good on you. Like you said, now you are prepared. Sorry to cut you, Jim. The president is now live. So let's go live. President Trump and the coronavirus task force holds a press conference from Washington, D.C. Here is President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus that everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds. And we are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy. We are going to be asking tomorrow. We're seeing the Senate. We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number.
Cut the taxes.
We're also
cut
going to be talking
taxes.
About hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
See, now this is good politics. The coronavirus tax cut.
Small companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well. The big decision was early when we shut down our borders. We're the first ones ever to do that. We've never done that in our country before. We would have a situation that would be a lot more dire. Also, we're going to be seeing Small Business Administration and creating loans for small businesses. We're also working with the industries, including the airline industries, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later. But we're working with the industries, and in particular those two industries. We're also talking to the hotel industry. In some places, actually, will do well. In some places, probably won't do well at all. But we're working also with the hotel industry. But the main thing is that we're taking care of the American public, and we will be taking care of the American public. And I really appreciate the professionals behind me and the professionals actually behind them in a different room. We have a tremendous team, and it's headed up by our great Vice President, Mike Pence. And I want to thank Mike because he's been working 24 hours a day, just about. He has been working very, very hard, very diligently, and very professionally. And I want to thank him. I want to thank the team. And I'll have Mike say a few words. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Originally, this was going to be just Mike Pence. The president was added late today.
Today's meeting of the White House coronavirus task force. We had the opportunity to brief the president today on a broad range of issues. And once again, because of the unprecedented action that President Trump took in January, suspending all travel from China, establishing travel advisories for portions of South Korea and Italy, establishing screening of all direct flights, all passengers from all airports, Italy and South Korea. We have bought a considerable amount of time, according to all the health experts, to deal with the coronavirus here in the United States. In fact, as I stand before you today, the risk of contracting the coronavirus to the American public remains low, and the risk of serious disease among the American public also remains low. That being said, the president did deploy not just a whole-of-government approach, but also a whole-of-America approach. And last week, at the president's direction, we met with leaders in industries from nursing homes to airlines, pharmaceutical companies, commercial labs, and it's had great, great impact. Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know how pleased the president was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp and Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today. This week, the president's direction will be meeting with hospital CEOs, health insurance CEOs, and all building on top of what the president will be announcing tomorrow with regard to economic relief for working Americans. We also met today in a conference call with 47 of America's governors. We were able to brief them on the latest, the progress that we've made. We were able to confirm with them that testing is now available in all state labs in every state in the country. Over a million tests have been distributed before the end of this week. Another 4 million tests will be distributed. But as I said before, with the deployment of the commercial labs, we literally are going to see a dramatic increase in the availability of testing, and that's all a direct result of the president's leadership. Today, in a few moments, we will outline community guidance that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci will be publishing. The president's direction, we're going to be providing guidance about how to keep your home safe, how to keep your business safe, how to keep safe and healthy at your school, and we'll be publishing that information and speaking about that. A brief word about the Grand Princess. The Grand Princess has docked this afternoon in Oakland, California, at a commercial dock. 25 children, we were happy to learn through the screening over the last 2 days, the 25 children on the ship are all healthy. Of the people that have contracted the coronavirus, 21 in all, they are being dealt with in proper isolation, working with health authorities in California. We hope before the end of today to begin to disembark California residents to Travis Air Force Base and Miramar. We've made arrangements with Canada and the UK to take their passengers back. They'll be transported directly to the tarmac, charter flights home.
All right, we got to go tomorrow, to break. We'll see where they're at when we come back. We may go back to your phone calls, but two key takeaways from this. One, he said therapeutics and not vaccines. Very key. Very key, that terminology used. And then he said millions of test kits have already been put out there. So why are we having these shortages? Seems like a synthetic shortage so that they could blame Trump, much like what happened in Puerto Rico. All right, when we come back, we'll go back to that or take your phone calls. We'll see what happens.
Infowars.com/show.
Is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning? Well, it's the final segment of the InfoWars War Room. I will remind you, I am speaking at City Council this Thursday at noon. If you want to join me at Austin City Hall, the news we've been covering today, yes, the Democrats are trying to force Joe Biden upon us using big tech and media and everything in between to make it happen. The coronavirus outbreak is ongoing. They've now basically quarantined the entire country of Italy. We just heard from the president and vice president on where they're at with things. So now the big scare is, which I don't think it is a big scare because they would know if President Trump or Mike Pence had coronavirus. But, oh, CPAC attendee had coronavirus. Talk to Matt Gaetz, who was then on Air Force One. Talk to this guy who was then on this and this. I think that. Well, let me just hit the rest of these headlines. I think I've said enough about the coronavirus for today. We'll go back to your calls. Leftist protester displays Sweden must die sign at International Women's Day March. So just like in America where the left hates America, same thing is now happening in Sweden. It's very sad. Spielberg's daughter arrested for domestic violence after announcing new porn career. Of course, she came out saying she was a victim of sexual violence as a kid, then goes into adult film starring and has now been arrested for domestic violence. It's kind of a circular chain. You know, Michelle Malkin, you got to give her credit. She's under constant attack now from all different people. The latest, Michelle Malkin, mother of Groypers. I'm pretty sure they're doing this whole thing like Michelle Malkin is an anti-Semite. Michelle Malkin's husband is Jewish. I'm so sick of these people that don't even do 1 yard of research before they publish lies and defame an individual. Good for Michelle Malkin. What, just because she likes to put America first and has similar ideas as Nick Fuentes, now she's the mother of all Groypers? I'm just sick of this crap, man. Quit trying to put people in boxes and quit lying about people you don't agree with. It's that simple. But the left can't do it, can they? And by the way, that's Amanda Carpenter on CNN all day long. So just known for fake news. Pete Buttigieg to take over Jimmy Kimmel Live this week. I guess the crew didn't hear about that. So yeah, guys, tune in to Jimmy Kimmel and you'll get Pete Buttigieg. Hey, good for Pete. They're grooming him to run in 2024 or 2028, like I said. Now, this is no good. Two U.S. troops killed in anti-ISIS mission in northern Iraq. It's time to end them all, bring all the troops home. Any more troops dead in the Middle East, it's so ridiculous at this point. It's really ridiculous. Here's one that shocked me. Midwest farmers face a crisis. Hundreds are dying by suicide. The number. 450 farmers killed themselves across 9 Midwestern states from 2014 to 2028. A lot of it has to do with financial issues. You notice we have all these people crying for relieving of college debt, save all these students. Well, how about relieving of all these farmers who we actually need? The average person that's in student debt with a political science degree or whatever, they're not making food and stuff for the rest of the country like farmers are. Maybe we should focus on that if we're going to talk about relieving debt. You know, maybe quit relieving all these banks. Maybe look at farmers. Just this story shocked me. All right, let's go to as many calls as possible. I just asked the callers to make it quick. Let's go to Terry in Minnesota. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, hey, you know, Owen, last time I talked to you, I brought up that book with dinosaurs and time travel and spacecraft and all the rest. Remember that?
Vaguely, what's on your mind today?
We're talking about Russia and China. Okay, Esau is Russia, Edom, the Red Nation, the Bear Nation. Hillary Clinton, the Russian connection. Esau has always pulled the strings, and they are pulling in for China. The Kenites are pulling in for Russia. Those are Satan's people, offspring, okay? And what you got going with this coronavirus, that's the trigger. The economy is the target, and the United States of America is the prize. Now you know that, right? You understand what's happening here. And we are talking about a summer coming up, like Mike Adams said, the summer of hell. You guys have no idea. And this is my last point, Owen. Nowhere have I heard, at least in the last 5 years, Alex, any one of you guys, any caller, any guest, your friends, family, anybody ever bring up any knowing or any mention of God's elect. And we are here, Owen. We are 7,000 strong. We were chosen by God, not better than anybody else. But you better start asking yourself why we are here, because it's time, and you're going to see this crap go down. Ezekiel 38, we're not even months away from that. By September, just mark these
words. Well, look, we got, all I know is the Bible talks about hordes of locusts. We've had that. The Bible talks about diseases. We've had that. The Bible talks about, you know, basically lying, saying, oh, men are women are men. We have that. So yeah, it's all coming true. Thanks for the call, Terry. By the way, I forgot to say this. The real reason I wanted to talk about that Michelle Malkin story is because what's really been exposed here, I realize this at the heart of this, is people who want to stop all the illegal immigration. Folks, big money donors make millions, if not billions of dollars off illegal immigrants. Okay. They want the illegal immigration to continue. They run Conservative Inc. That's why the people that clamor for the strong borders the most, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, others, get banned from CPAC. Okay, so that's the heart of that issue. I forgot to mention that. Let's go back to the calls and go to Hobbs in Nebraska. Go ahead, Hobbs.
Hey, Owen, how we doing?
Good, thank you.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time. I was going to plug. So a few weeks ago, a report was put out by an NGO called the Network Contagion Research Institute. And it happened about a couple of days before this Kung Flu nonsense stole the show. And basically what it was, it's a institute that's funded by your who's who list of, Charles Koch Institute, the ADL, the UN, Open Societies Foundation, those people. And it's about the Boogaloo memes and how it's trying to connect gun rights activists to like ISIS and Al Qaeda, trying to make us out to be the next terrorists. And my podcast, the Roads to Liberty podcast, you can find us on Facebook and YouTube. It was mentioned tangentially, and my name specifically was on page 10 in a screenshot of one of our posts. And it also talked a lot about some of my friends that are also involved in it. So, I just wanted to put some light on that because this coronavirus nonsense has just taken up everybody's airspace.
Well, and it looks like that site the crew founded, it looks like that's some sort of weird AI algorithm they want to set up to, I guess, wipe out anyone they disagree with on the internet using this AI. Diminish deception, mitigate manipulation, halt hate, the Network Contagion Research Institute. Yeah, that's got globalism, censorship written all over it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Peter in Idaho. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I want to mention, Biden can't fill any rallies, and what better way than to basically be able to pull off a fraud and coronavirus to keep Trump away from his rallies, ban his rallies, and so they censor you online, and now they censor you in the real world.
Yep.
And can't see it, you know?
And they're already doing that with their violence and intimidation of any Trump supporter. So, yeah. No, exactly. That's a good point. They'll use that as an excuse, no doubt. All right, final caller, Patricia in Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. God bless you. I'm calling about Wuhan virus, we're not allowed to say that, is just the next level of censorship. They don't want us to rally. They don't want us to meet in churches. They don't want us to, like your first caller, you met him, he was on the fence, and you changed his mind. So by getting out there and voting and registering people to vote, like I'm trying to do.
No, that's it exactly. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's the end of the show. Thank you so much, Patricia. That's it exactly. The backbone or the Achilles heel of globalism is human intelligence. And so they don't want us talking to one another in the real world, so they make us scared of the real world. Now we're all communicating digitally. They're censoring that, so we can't communicate there. Great point from the last caller, Patricia. The Achilles heel of globalism is human intelligence. That does it for the War Room today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You stay classy, Info Warriors.